This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. Another great episode today. We have Martin, who started off the season great, but became a villain towards the end of the season. We want to get to know him a little bit better, hear his story, hear his journey, what he has to say. But of course, Mike, you know how we got to start, brother. We got to start with the hot takes.
We have to. Let's hear yours. What you got?
All right, my man. So obviously this week's episode, The Men Tell All. Hey, listen, Olu wasn't lying. All right. There was some fireworks. There was a lot of drama, a lot of back and forth between the guys, and we love to see it. You know what I'm saying? But this
before
one is
the
actually
drama.
Before
the drama, what was it? Who wore it best?
Who wore it best? I mean, honestly, I don't know how anybody cannot love Rodney. Like, Rodney is one of the most likable people that's ever been on the show. I don't know what it is, but it's like, I'm gonna give the dude a hug. Like, there's people in the stands with some signs. You know, we love Rodney, Team Rodney. So, but yeah, he's
the true underdog.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's great, man. He's great. But you know, Rick also looked great. You know what I'm saying? I thought he showed out. Casey was funny. Casey's a funny dude. I heard him on clickbait. He was going in on some people, but it was funny. It was really, really funny. But then my hot take is more about the villains. Oh, hold on.
I'm talking about strictly who wore it best, like who had the finest outfits.
Fashion-wise, I'm going to go with, I mean, the one that stood out the most was Olu. I mean, he took that salmon jacket from your season and took it to another level. He made a whole suit out of it. So he was looking good. He was looking good. Will had the blue suit on. Yeah, he looked good.
I like the orange and the blue. Orange and blue and Will with the blue.
And him and Peter. Doughboy Peter.
Doughboy.
They were going at it. They were going at it. But listen, Peter had pizza delivered to the whole audience at the end of the night. So
the boy's a hustler. He's an entrepreneur.
Hey, you want to talk about marketing? I mean, I don't care. You know, a lot of people may think he's annoying or whatnot, but hey, man, including Will, he didn't want to eat it at first, but he finally did. And who would have thought pizza brought everybody together? Because they buried the hatchet. They buried the hatchet finally.
Bro, food is everyone's love language, man. Seriously, it just is. I don't care what you say.
It's
Has
the way
anyone ever
heart.
Done that from the Bachelor history? Bachelorette or bachelor, has anyone ever used their personal business for men and men to law? I think that was dope. From an entrepreneurial aspect,
honestly,
that was awesome.
I mean, supposedly he had it flown in from Florida. I mean,
that's
ballsy right there, man. I like it.
I love it. He's going to talk about it one day when he has like 500 stores.
But there was just some crazy stuff. There was a streaker on the
show. Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was apparently a Rodney fan. But we won't get into that too much.
Right? Everyone's a Rodney fan, except for the people that make The Bachelor. I said it. Shots fired.
Because honestly, I would actually love seeing him be The Bachelor.
I would have loved him seeing The Bachelor as well. But let's get into these hot takes. What you got for us?
Let's do it, man. Honestly, I just want to give a shout out and commend the men on this week's episode for coming clean and apologizing for their actions and behaviors on the show. And I'm specifically talking about the villains of the season. I would say we had about four in particular, right? Peter, you know, he kind of started it with the whole throwing the jacket in the pool.
We talked about it with him, yes.
Then we had Chris S., who, you know, he basically came out and, you know, called BS on the other guys for not seeing Michelle, right? Then we have Jamie, okay, which I had a little problem with Jamie last night. But
yeah, I'm about to say Jamie's like the biggest one.
Jamie's probably villain number one, and Martin. But all those guys at the end of the day, you know, came out and apologized. I think they showed, you know, maturity and growth in that situation to be able to look themselves in the mirror and just hold themselves accountable, you know what I'm saying, for their actions. Now, whether you believe them or not, because for me, it's like Jamie took forever. He was talking in circles, you know, and we couldn't get an apology out of him. But at the end, you know, when Michelle was out there, you know, he finally did apologize for his actions.
Can we discuss that right quick in regards to Jamie? So what I've learned, I'm not in a relationship currently, or it's been a little bit, you know, but what I've learned is that sometimes it's not best to be right. You know what I mean? It's not best to be right. It's just best to get along, right? And so I think for Jamie, he has such an issue with always wanting to be right. Even though I think he was wrong, but he said he wanted to be right, so therefore he wanted. That's why I was like pulling teeth with him for his apology.
Yeah, but just, like,
he needs to know that when he gets into a relationship, it's not always about being right.
Yeah, yeah. No, and my hot take was particularly, I mean, speaking of those men, it was that a lot of men out there have a problem or trouble owning their mistakes. And that's something that we as men need to see more of, right? You know, whether it's pride or ego or stubbornness, we just don't do that enough. There's actually studies done that men apologize. Excuse me. There's actually studies done that men, it's a fact, actually, like men apologize less than women overall.
I never heard
and that. And it's a situation where I was like, I was really intrigued. I was like, why is that? So I just found a little quick article. I just want to run through it. I want to hear your thoughts. 5 reasons your boyfriend or husband never apologize. And these are, they were quoted to be scientific facts. So studies were done on this. Number one, he doesn't think he owes you an apology. Number two, he doesn't view apologies the same way you do. Number three, apologizing makes him feel weak and incompetent. 4, he's carrying emotional baggage about apologizing. And then number 5, he believes actions speak louder than words. I mean, okay. What do you feel about that, Mike?
A few things. Number 5, actions speak louder than words. A lot of people have an issue with, or not issue because that has a negative connotation. A lot of people struggle with realizing the fact that when you're in a relationship with someone, you have to act accordingly to your partner's love language, vice versa.
Amen.
Right. So therefore, for example, if I'm quality time, or my dialect is quality communication, but if I'm quality time and my partner's is acts of service, my action will be good to use. But if it's words of affirmation, words of affirmation, then who give a damn about the actions? I need to speak those words. You know, so that's what I feel about number 5. Right. Number 3, I feel goes into vulnerability, right? The definition of vulnerability, because I just pulled it up for everyone here because people be coming at us. The quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. So when it comes to your number 3 point, I feel that a lot of times as guys, we want to get over it quickly. I learned this in my last relationship. Sometimes it's not about, like, your girl, Rachel may come to you and be like, Brian, this happened. As a man, some men, not all men, it's ingrained in us to fix the situation. Sometimes your partner wants to talk about the situation. And so with vulnerability, you gotta be able to handle those hostile environments, you know, handle the effects of that, the emotion that may come from it. And I think a lot of men at times, we just kind of, like, that's why Jamie and his dad never said, I love you. They're not really trying to deal with the emotions that come with that. Nate, my apologies. Nate and his father, I think it just has to deal with the emotions.
Yeah. No, and there was a lot of coming at these guys last night. I mean, these guys were going in on each other. You know what I'm saying? So there was a lot of heat specifically on these 4 guys. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you got to be able to handle it and, you know, come to terms with the fact that, you know, you did wrong. And it's okay. It doesn't make you weak or incompetent. On the contrary, I think it shows strength that you can own up to your mistakes.
I completely agree. I mean, going back to what vulnerability is, it's a time frame within which defense measures are diminished, compromised, or lacking. So therefore, to be vulnerable, you're letting down your guard.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are scared of that. That's exactly what it is. And I think that last night on Mental Law, we saw so many examples of that. And I also feel that when Martin was confronted by Michelle, when she said she had heard from Olu that Martin said that Michelle was immature, he didn't know how to, at that time, he didn't know how to
articulate,
communicate, be honest with himself.
So, yeah.
I love those five. I love those. You got to send me that when we get done with this, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my hot take, man.
What's going on?
I may get heat for this, but this is how I feel.
we already have heat a lot of times, so hey, it's all
it's
good,
fair.
Man.
It's fair. That's the beauty of like
speaking our minds.
It's 2021, people. Whoever thought you'd get in trouble for having an opinion, right? But I don't care if my best friend in the world, if his girl cheat on him and have three babies by some other woman, I don't want to hear his shit no more. I don't want to hear his shit no more. Specifically talking about Tristan Thompson. Apparently.
What a mess. Yeah.
Got this other girl pregnant.
So that's his third baby mama.
If I was Khloé's sisters, I'm like, look, baby, he is a terrible guy. He's shown you time and time again that he's a terrible guy. I don't want to hear your shit no more about it. I'm sorry, baby. He's shown you. You got to you got to leave it or deal
it's
with
like,
it because he's showing you his true colors.
Fool me once, shame on him. But, you know, fool me twice, three times, four times. I mean,
you gotta
cut the cord, man.
Right. And I'm all about forgiveness and acceptance. But like, I'm not Jesus. You know, in the Bible, it talks about how many times you should forgive someone. That's a wonderful individual. I'm not Jesus. I'm not God. So I give a person one, because I remember we had Bree on the podcast. Her and I both agreed and you disagree with us. If my partner cheated on me, my lady cheated on me, I think that I could forgive her. But more than that one time, it's on me. It's my fault past that first one. Khloé, leave that man. Don't get back with him. That's how I feel about it. How you feel about that?
I gotta agree, man. I mean, I guess it's tough in a sense that you do have this little human being that is going to tie you guys together forever. So I understand when a woman and a man want to keep that family unit together for the sake of the children and moving forward. But at the same time, it's like, what kind of an environment is that child going to grow up in when the father is, you know, out and about doing his business, you know, and causing so much emotional trauma to the mother. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I would just completely separate because, yes, even though they don't have that quote unquote traditional family unit, I think that child is going to grow up in a much healthier environment because the woman is going to be happy, you know, with herself, and she's going to have a lot of self-worth dealing with men that are going to appreciate her and aren't going to cheat. And then he can go ahead and do what he does. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I just think that, like, sometimes divorce, I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that have divorced parents and, you know, it affects them big time. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I've noticed situations where it's like the two people agree, you know what? It's best we just separate. It's okay. You know, we live different lives, but as long as we come together and love this child, when we're both at our best self, then I think that could be a productive union as well.
I can't wait to have Tristan Thompson on Talking Now because I'm going to come at him.
Tristan, come say your piece, my man.
Yeah, come say your piece. But, yo, so I don't want to go further into that, but someone else that I want to hear their piece. I want to hear their side of the story. I want to bring Martin in and get his side. So let's do it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So You want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Martin, we got you in the house, homie. Before we even get started, this is talking out. It's just the homies talking. We're just boys talking. We're gonna talk about everything. It's just us in the living room or us getting a haircut. I have to know, did you cut your own hair while on the show?
No. So I got obviously a haircut before with my guy. He's one of my best friends and he's an absolute beast. He has his own place here. And they kept going over the lines that he already created. Cause you know, they cut your hair every like 4 days, right?
Martin, my mom said when I got off the show, first thing she said, she gonna say, baby, I miss you. She gonna say, baby, you know, how'd it go? She's like,
what's wrong with the hair?
She's like, damn, you couldn't get a haircut? I'm like,
mom. That's funny. Yeah. Did you cut your own hair while you were there?
No, I had, on Bachelor in Paradise, I had Clay Harbor cut my hair. Okay. He's a Bachelor Nation alum. On Paradise, I had another guy cut my hair who got sent home like,
oh,
the second rose ceremony. So I was,
you're sad.
You're like, producers, can we keep him around just for the haircut?
Just for that reason. Like, can we just keep him just strictly for that reason?
Which season were you on?
I was on season, Hannah Brown season. I forget what number it was.
All right.
Yeah. I was on Rachel Lindsay season, my wife.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So success story.
Rare success story.
A rare success story, but about that, Martin, we're talking about you today. We got you. We want to know the good, the bad, the ugly, the hair as well. So let's just jump right into it. You and Michelle definitely seem to have a connection from the beginning. You got a 101. Like, tell me about that connection or if it was a connection.
Yeah. I mean, so there was definitely a connection. You know, every time we had a conversation, the conversations went very well. Obviously, the viewers don't get to see the entire conversation just because they can't show everybody's conversation, right? And even from the beginning, you know, I played basketball my entire life and I was on the first group date or the second group date. That was a basketball date and, you know, dropped like 16 points in the game.
Oh, he remembers. Won.
Yeah. He knows his stats.
Cause you watched the show and it sounded like that, but, you know, did very well. And then, you know, when we had that conversation right after the first date or the first group date, it went very well. You know, she was like, oh, you surprised me today. And I was like, did I surprise you because you didn't think that I would be that good at basketball or just because of my personality and whatever. And from there, you know, just everything escalated. And I think every interaction was really good.
Okay. Yeah, no, man. I mean, I remember that. I believe it was what do you even call that machine where they spun you around?
The
G-Force machine. Yeah. Like I remember commending you on one of our previous shows because like you were the one to step up. And that was, I believe, right after the whole she wasn't seen aspect of the show. And you actually stepped up and you just wanted to check in on her. And I commended you for, you know, doing the little things, right, that women love to see. So, you know, kudos to you on that.
So when you look back at, you know, the earlier episodes, you see that, we obviously have good conversation. We have playful moments. And then, you know, I check up on her just because I sincerely wanted to know how she was feeling. It was a lot going on. You know, the whole like Jamie thing with Joe and then, you know, her not feeling seen. So I just wanted to check up on her and see what she was doing. And then, you know, later down the road, you see all the conversations kind of go south when there was a couple moments where I could have expressed myself a little bit better. But then, you know, sometimes you don't see the entire conversation. So you don't see if, you know, she understood me after when maybe there was a little bit of misunderstanding at the beginning, which is definitely what happened in some of the conversations. So.
Martin, you just said so much in there. I want to break each and every step down. First part that I caught was the Jamie aspect. How was that? How is Jamie from the time that you had with him?
Because you guys are boys, right? I mean, you guys are pretty close friends.
Look, at the end of the day, Jamie's also another very, very honest guy. He's very honest. He's just going to tell you how it is. And I think in the moment when he spoke to Michelle, I think he felt like he was in the best position to speak about it because he got the first one-on-one. He felt like he had the best relationship out of everybody because at that moment he was the only one that had a one-on-one up until then. I think where he could have done a little bit better or where he made the mistake is he should have spoken up when he was given the chance to, when she came downstairs.
in front of the group.
I made a few mistakes in the moment because I didn't realize, you know, we sleep very little, you know, all the things that you can, you know, just kind of put together into that box. But, you know, she talks about it and then everybody's just like, oh, the guy who talked about it is a piece of shit. Who is it? You know, this and that. And everybody's just like coming after him. And he's just like, I'm not going to say anything because the whole house is livid. He's probably never been in a situation where, like, you know, 23 guys want to rip his head off for no reason. So, you know, I just think he was in a situation where he kind of like shut his mouth. He should have spoken. And yeah, everything just escalated after that. He probably just wanted to go home. And
the more time he spent
did he want to go home?
Yeah, just. So he actually had a conversation with me and he speaks about it at the mental all where there was a moment where he walks in on her having a moment with somebody else, right? An intimate moment with somebody else. And he had been in the first one-on-one and he didn't get to a group date until the fourth group date of the entire season, right? So group date, one-on-one for him, group date, one-on-one. And then the last group date is his. And then he finally sees that she's, you know, obviously being intimate with other guys because that's a premise of the show, right? Trying to get to know somebody fast. So I feel like that really got to him. He talked to me about it and he was like, listen, like, it's not for me. I think it hurt his ego a little bit. And he was just like, you know, it's not for me. And you know, I feel like I don't want to compete against other guys.
I guess I'm just having like a tough time. Like I have a tough time with guys when they're shocked when the lead, right. You know, the bachelorette who's dating 30 men. Oh my God. God forbid she kisses somebody else. Like, I prepared myself mentally. Like, look, Rachel will have relationships with other dudes. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so for it's not saying it derogatorily, but it is just the ego. And I mean, I think this show is awesome in one way, particularly because when we're in the real world,
you don't see that.
You don't see it.
Yeah.
You don't see it.
Like, when you're just in the dating phase, that person could, you guys aren't exclusive, that person could be talking to somebody else or could be going on a date with someone else.
So the first day I did any sort of interview, they asked me, hey, how do you feel about competing with 30 guys, you know, for one single girl and I was all living in one house? And I was like, look, Miami's just like that. If you're talking to one girl, there's probably 30 other dudes behind her trying to do the same thing, right? And I had never been in a situation where we lived in the same house. You don't have your phone. All you talk about in the interviews, in the man chats, in at the hub, everything is about her,
Michelle.
About your experiences. So yeah, it obviously gets to the point where it gets to you. You know, I honestly was just in the show. Obviously, I didn't get to the end. But I do wonder, especially for you, Brian, or whoever won this this season, or whoever got engaged to Michelle, is like, how do they feel watching it back?
It's tough, man. Like, I'll be honest. It was like therapy, to be honest, because we wouldn't watch the show together back. Like, I watched the first episode with my friends, which was a great episode for me, although Twitter didn't believe so. but I was like, I killed it tonight. Twitter blasted me. I was like, wow. Okay, welcome to Bachelor Nation.
I'm no stranger to that.
Yeah, but, you know, I never watched another episode with anybody else. It was like, I just want to watch this by myself. I wouldn't talk to her during the episode, but we talk about it after. And she would explain to me the things that we're going through. But at the same time, it's like, if I saw, you know, intimate moments with other people, like I was prepared for that. I was okay with that because I knew it was going to happen. Like I had to be like a horse with blinders on. When I was there, like I just focused on my relationship. I wasn't worried about what she was doing with other dudes. Like, because if you take the energy away from you enhancing your relationship with that person, you already lost. You know what I'm saying? And that's where a lot of guys were in their head on my season.
I think
it
absolutely
comes back.
What made me want to watch it back?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to see it. I wanted to see how everything unfolded because obviously I wasn't privy to a lot of the things that were coming out in like social media and the blogs and all this stuff. So I was like, I need to see it. Like I need to see, I'd rather see it than not see it and then hear the constant rumors and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see it. I want to talk to her about it, squash it, and move on. Honestly, that's what I think is the best way to move forward in that situation.
Yeah. I know. Honestly, I think it's as long as you're able to remove your ego from the situation, you're fine. But it's hard. You know, one
it's
thing
hard.
Is
it's
knowing
hard.
and the other one is watching it and seeing it happen in front of Chase. But hey, listen.
Definitely so.
That's besides the point.
Marty, you brought something up about you and Jamie both being honest to a fault. I think that honesty isn't the issue. I think the issue is more so reading the room and reading that person and knowing how to convey. Brian, he'll tell you. He loves saying it's not what you say, it's how you say it, right?
Yeah.
You can always be honest, but it's the how factor. And for Jamie, I already know him intel all. It was almost like pulling teeth for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's your homie. It's the truth. You can be honest to him, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was, he just kept talking about how it was hard for him to apologize because he didn't want to apologize for how he felt in the moment. You know what I mean? He was just like, this is how I felt in the moment. But again, looking back at, you know, my moment when I exit, right, and I'm in the car, I did apologize for the way I acted because it is out of character, right?
Yeah.
You're in the moment. It's 5 a.m. You know, like I said, everything.
You're emotional.
Yeah, you're emotional. And then you have somebody like asking you how you feel in that moment and you're just going to respond in a certain way. I was pissed. Again, it's happened before in my life. I'm not proud of, you know, sometimes being out of character, but it happens, right?
It does happen.
And I said in the mental, you know, I apologize for being out of character in that very moment. I don't think it was the right thing. But we're all here to grow as individuals. So if you can own up to, you know, a moment where you slipped up, that's all it is, and try to not do it again the next time.
And that's the problem, I guess, I had with Jamie, what Mike was just talking about. It's like he was just going around in circles and like, just apologize, bro. Like you were more direct with it, and you're like, look, I know I did wrong. I'm owning up to it. I'm here. I'm going to let Michelle know. Now, granted, you know, all the guys were like getting on big time, you know, on the quote unquote villains of the season, you and Jamie and Peter and all those guys. But I felt you were like one of the ones that was very direct with it, and you know, you did it the right way.
Yeah. I'm here at all times. Like, I don't react to things. I don't throw a fit. I don't yell at people. I had to raise my voice a few times because people try to talk over you and they try to just like keep, you know, creating more rumors. But yeah, like for me, it's just, and I explained it there, you know, it's not something that was shown on TV, but I wasn't there to put anybody down. That's not me. Like, what I do is like fitness, right? I always try to motivate people. I try to bring people up. Everyone that's in my circle, you know, is like that. And like I said, everybody that is sitting there that made a mistake should be there to own up to their mistakes and become better as individuals. And that's all we can hope for, right? Just show up and just try to get better. That's it.
Yeah, I think fitness is doing good because your background is dope right now. So I think you're motivating people in the right ways.
Yeah.
I want to go back to when you just said about you try not to raise your voice, and something kind of stuck out to me when you were talking to Michelle. She had confronted you. You said, "My love," and you were like cutting her off a little bit. And like I can see how somebody could take hearing
like as like condescending. Say,
yeah, it came across condescending, right? Like, "My love."
I get
like,
that. Yeah.
And so I appreciate that. Talk to me about in that moment, did you genuinely lie, or was it, you know, I really did say that you're immature, but completely forgot about it? And what were you trying to convey? Like, this is here, talk it out. What were you trying to convey in that moment when
Just like always, I'm going to try to express this to the best of my abilities. But I definitely lied in that very moment, not because I sincerely did not remember if I said it, if I thought about it, if I spoke to a producer off camera about it, or if I spoke to somebody about it. Clearly I had spoken to Rick about it. And again, I didn't necessarily mean that she's an immature woman. I just meant that she was being immature about the situation, just like a lot of people are immature about their situations, right? When you go through some childhood trauma, it haunts you forever, right? And a lot of things will trigger those childhood traumas, and they'll bring back memories, and they'll make you act a certain way or say certain things. And that's okay. It's okay to be triggered, but it's also good to reflect on why you're getting triggered and try to get better. Right. That's why psychiatrists are a thing. And I think if you go through something in your life and you don't actually work on it to try to get better, like I said before, it's a little immature, but I wasn't saying that she was immature. And then I also said in that conversation, but it was cut out, I said that I did not call her insecure because Olu told her that I called her insecure. And I didn't say that. I said that she had insecurities. And I said, you have insecurities just like everybody in this room, just like myself, because we all have insecurities as humans, right? And because of those insecurities, sometimes we lash out. And those insecurities come from those childhood traumas, right? So again, I didn't mean to call her an immature woman. I was just, again, I was just in a moment where, you know, I felt like I was being misunderstood time and time again. I was a little bit frustrated, and you know, I said some things that I shouldn't have said. And I didn't express myself to the best of my abilities. Like, it just, it happens often.
About you feeling that you were misunderstood, because I'm just listening to you right now, Brian. I'm both for listening to you. Do you feel like at the end of the day, you and Michelle just don't communicate well?
Look, like I said, there's a lot of conversations that, you know, I'm not saying they were taken out of context, but you don't see the whole conversation, so you can't see
what the premise of the conversation. Correct. I'm asking you, and I want you to talk.
No, that's why that's what I'm trying to explain. You might not see the premise of the conversation, and you might not see the ending of that conversation, right? So in that conversation where I talk about the whole hype maintenance thing, I was trying to give her a compliment by explaining to her that that's the reason why I was there, because she is the opposite of hype maintenance, right? I feel like that word triggered her, and she was trying to stand up for women in general, and I commend her for that. But at the same time, you know, she kept asking me over and over again. And after, you know, we kind of hashed it out, she understood what I was trying to say. But I was also trying to say that relationships should very much be 50-50 in every aspect, right? Because if not, it takes away from the power of women. And another thing is, you know, it's also like a cultural difference, right? I feel like most of the viewers are also not in Miami, or probably they've never been in Miami. And most of the women that messaged me from Miami were either joking and saying, hey, I'm not hype maintenance, how's it going? Or, hey, I understood exactly what you were trying to say, because I actually live here and I understand what you were trying to say. So amidst all of like the hate and the thousands of messages that I got from people calling me an asshole or whatever you want to call it, a lot of people were actually like, hey, I understood what you were trying to say. You know, it seemed like Michelle wasn't taking her time to understand if there was a little bit of miscommunication. She didn't take her time to ask, wait, what did you mean by that? As opposed to saying, what do you mean by hype maintenance, and just trying to, you know, come at me and try and obviously remember, you got cameras. It's like, you don't know how to respond. Sometimes I should have taken a deep breath and been like, let me take a step back and let's talk about this a little bit differently and not continue to kind of like dig myself in a hole.
Martin, did you try to see it from Michelle's eyes and Michelle's viewpoint? Or were you just trying to like get your thoughts across?
In the moment, you're saying? Yeah, I feel like in the moment, that's what I'm saying. I should have taken a step back and tried to read the situation a little bit better and understand, okay, why are you upset? Right? If she wasn't able to do that, if she wasn't able to take a step back and say, wait, what did you actually mean by that? Or were you trying to call me hype maintenance or whatever, you know? But like I said, after it did work out that way, because we did finish off the conversation on a good note, because, you know, clearly that day I do get a rose, right? So I stay for the next group date and stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So, Martin, I was going to ask you about that as far as cultural. Where are you from? Like, where's your family from?
I'm originally from Argentina. I was born there, and I moved to Miami when I was 9.
I wanted to ask you that because, like, you said my love to Michelle, and a lot of women out there were like, oh, did this guy just say my love? Like, I saw a lot of backlash that you were getting when it comes to that. But I also understand it could be, like, a cultural thing because mi amor – like, that's said a lot, you know, from Latin men.
I say that a lot in Spanish, yeah.
Correct. So, and, you know, maybe it can sound condescending because, Mike, what did I tell you about the whole situation with my mom?
No, absolutely.
My mom on my season said, te mato, you know, if you say te mato versus I'll kill you, it's a lot different. It's a lot different.
Yeah.
So when you're Hispanic and Latino, like, it's just a different... It has a different vibe. Let's just say that. A lot different vibe.
So, you know what? I want to point out something very specific to that. Because sometimes, you know, again, I've been here since I was 9 years old. So, you know, my Spanish is actually it's very good. But sometimes, you know, like English comes a little bit better just because I studied, you know, in high school and college and all that. I did everything in English. So my vocabulary is sometimes a little bit more expansive, but sometimes I'll like change a word and I'll translate it directly from Spanish. Right. And I actually put up a post, right, the day that I actually got, you know, walked out, escorted out by Michelle. And I tried to give Rodney a compliment at the end of my, you know, I was trying to say that I don't expect, I was like, I don't expect everybody to like me. I'm not Rodney. Right.
Yes.
But I wrote, I don't pretend or hope for other people, for everybody to like me because I'm not Rodney. And the way that people saw it, because they already have a preconceived notion that I'm, you know, an asshole, right? Because of the show, they're thinking, oh, this guy's taking shots at Rodney. So people are like, why would you talk about Rodney like that? You're saying that he pretends to be a certain person to, and like all the guys that know me in the house did not take it that way. But again, I could have written, I don't expect. And I wrote, I don't pretend or hope, and maybe pretend like pretender, right, Brian, mm-hmm. is more like I don't expect.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So the way that I wrote it was kind of like a very literal translation from Spanish, and people were just like, oh, now you're taking shots at Rodney, and Rodney's, and honestly, I have a very good relationship with Rodney. I think he's one of the coolest guys in the house. Yeah, so what I was trying to say is that I can't expect for everybody to like me because everybody does love Rodney. And I feel like it's very well deserved. You know, Rodney is Rodney. You can see his energy. You can see his light. You know, he's an amazing energy. And again, I can't expect everybody to like me because I'm not like Rodney. I'm not pizza. You know, I can't expect everybody to like me.
You said I'm not pizza.
I'm not pizza. You, everybody likes pizza.
When you say that, I think of Peter.
Martin, yeah, so I want to put the whole like Miami women high maintenance thing to bed. I mean, obviously we're both from the same city. Like,
yeah.
I kind of understood where you were coming from. And even I got a little heat for that. But can you just explain to the audience what exactly that means and how you interpret that? And, you know, is there a better way that you could have said that?
Yeah. I think I could have expressed myself a little bit better. I could have said materialistic. Maybe, or you know, maybe they're looking for the wrong things, whatever it is. I don't know how I could have expressed myself. But what I was trying to say is that there are a lot of women, and it's very prevalent in Miami, that are looking for, you know, a so-called sugar daddy, right? They're not expecting to have an even relationship, that 50-50 that I was talking about. And you can hear that in the conversation if you play it back, where it's not that 50-50 the relationship. It's just, you know, where can you take me? What can you do for me? Because look at me, and this is what I have to offer. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, it's a cultural thing. It's very prevalent here. Women that are like that will confirm it. I've had conversations with people on the street, with women on the street, and they're like, you weren't wrong. You're right.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but let's just be clear. This isn't all women. So we got to put that out there. This isn't all women in Miami. We're not, you know, Martin is not saying this is every single woman is quote unquote materialistic or wants a sugar daddy. There is a segment of the population, though. That is what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like if somebody wants to take what I'm saying in the wrong way, they're going to take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously, and even in the conversation with her, I didn't say all women in Miami are. I said some women in Miami are high maintenance, or I said women in Miami, but it's just like I'm generalizing because I'm just having a quick conversation. You know, sometimes you can't get all the perfect words that you want to say in a sentence, you know, in that very moment. So like I said, it was a mistake talking about it on the show because, like I said, it's amplified, it's magnified because you're on camera, you're on national television. And you don't have the time to explain yourself right after you say it to everybody, right? So that everybody can understand what you meant at the moment.
I think that not everyone speaks in small context, small pieces, because like you said on the show, you and Michelle, you know, she did give you a rose that night, right?
Yeah.
But not everything is going to be shown. I do feel, and I'm going to always go back to, cameras don't have nothing to do with it. It's just the way that one comes across to the other individual and how the communication is perceived, right?
Yeah.
I'll agree with both of you guys when it comes to the Miami piece. I think that our Bachelor Nation beautiful family isn't encompassing all people, right? The majority in Bachelor Data, I love shouting them out because I love numbers and analytics.
Yeah.
They don't, all people don't, all of Bachelor Nation doesn't come from all 50 states equally, right?
Right.
A lot of people from the South love football, you know, and that's yeah. not everywhere. And so that's just an example that I'm just having your back in that one piece right there when it comes to some women just want to be fine, to be, their thing is just looking gorgeous, you know?
Hey, so, listen, I've gotten a bunch of like messages and comments and they're like, you're hype maintenance. And I was like, yeah, I know.
He said, yeah, I know.
yeah, I know. I take care of myself. yeah, I know. I don't mean it like, and I'm not talking shit about myself. Yeah, I know.
You're owning it. And some of these women own it too. If they're high maintenance or, you know, materialistic, all you could expect or and you would hope is that they own it.
The ones that are like that owned up to it.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't made fun about it. And the ones that were just upset about it because, you know, look, I honestly think that most of the people that reach out to you with so much hate, you know, that they take their time to find you on your social media and they write an entire paragraph and they send it to you, they're not upset at you. Yes, something's correct. Going on in their
yeah,
lives.
They're upset with themselves.
They don't know how to figure it out. They're watching, you know, a reality TV show and they're like, fuck this guy because, you know, I don't agree with him and let me go put him down because misery loves
company,
right? Company. So I don't know.
I have to ask you because I do feel like the beautiful thing about you, Martin, is that, well, we're going to get into this, but you, like you said, are not like Rodney. And so that makes you a specialized individual, right? Like if we're talking about an occupation, someone is going to absolutely adore you for you.
Yes.
Because your personality is like on 10 for them when in comparison to someone else. It might be like, man, I wish he was a bit more Martin-esque. For example, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So with that, we've talked a lot and you know, the beautiful thing about talking it out is I'm for damn sure gonna come at you. And so is Brian. I hope that you feel that we're being respectful in the same sense.
Yeah, of course.
What have you learned about yourself, homie, from being on the show?
I definitely learned that sometimes maybe I have to take a step back, analyze the situation that I'm in before I speak. Because you know, sometimes words can hurt people's feelings. Right.
Yeah.
Even if, but like I said, it's not like sometimes I'm just like, well, you know, screw this person's feelings. I'm just going to say what I got to say. No, sometimes I just say it without realizing that I could hurt the person's feelings or an entire nation's feelings. And, you know, you just speak about it. So maybe it's just taking my time to, like I said, express myself a little bit better.
Do you feel that you've implemented that since the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that. Love to hear that.
I mean, I think I did a fairly good job at the tell all. Doing that, but again, we always have room for growth. We always have room to get better, and we're all on this journey to get better in life. So that's just what I'm doing.
Absolutely. So Martin, let's talk a little bit about your exit. Obviously, it was a pretty harsh exit. You know, and you said those things in the van on the way out. You know, I kind of want to just get your take on it now that you have a chance to, you know, air it out a little bit more eloquently, specifically. What did you mean by, quote unquote, a woman like that?
So I actually say this in the tell all as well. And she asked me, she was like, do you feel like it was respectful or like you were belittling me when you said that, you know, a woman like that doesn't deserve my time. And I explained to her that I think you need three things in a relationship for them to work out, right? Honest, open communication, respect, and admiration, right? When one of those things is lost, I feel like a relationship is lost forever. You can't salvage it. And in that very moment, in my last conversation, again, it seems like I'm not letting her speak or whatever it is. However it happened, my feeling in that moment was that I wasn't being respected because I wasn't given the time to explain myself and everything that happened, right? So all of a sudden, I'm, you know, exited out of this whole journey and my ability to keep explaining myself to Michelle or talking to her, whatever the case is. And like I said, in that very moment, you're in a car and you have somebody asking you questions.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes something you wouldn't say, you're just responding to a question and you're just confirming a question. And like I said, you know, by the question was, you know, would you give her another chance? And in that moment, instead of saying, you know, maybe if things were a little bit different, I would give her a chance. I said, I said something like along the lines like, no way, I wouldn't give a woman like that a chance. And it's just, like I said, I think it was in the moment, the heat of the moment, I was upset and I said something that I shouldn't have said.
I mean, but do you understand where Michelle was coming from? Obviously, she's in a high pressure situation with multiple guys and she's trying to sift through these relationships. And, you know, here you come and say that. Like, do you understand why she felt that way in the tell-all?
Yeah, of course. I understand. No, like I said, I understand that it wasn't the right thing to say. It was out of character. It was the heat of the moment. And all I can do right now is just apologize for my actions and, you know, for acting like a child at the moment. That's exactly what it was. I just threw a fit.
Fair enough.
I mean,
and again, it was caught on camera.
Brian, I can't be mad at the man if you know he threw a fit. I mean, if someone's transparent, honest.
Owning up to it.
See, that's the beautiful thing about owning up. When you own up to shit, that other person on the recipient is like, well, damn, okay. I appreciate you for that.
I mean, I know that I'm not perfect. Like I said, I know that I don't express myself to the best of my abilities at all times. And it's just like I said, when you have the option to rewind or you have, I guess, control of the narrative because you have control of your narrative in your usual life where, you know, nobody's filming you, you have the time and the ability to explain yourself if you, in that very moment, you said something that didn't sound right.
Gotcha.
I have a thought about that one, which is,
let's do it.
From a former contestant like yourself, so we both, all three of us have been in the same shoes. I do agree that things can be taken out of context, but I will also say the words that come out of our mouth are the words that come out of our mouth without anyone else is telling us those words. So I'm coming at you for that though. But I have to ask you, because we spoke about Mantel Law, how was your, do you feel like you got closure from Mantel Law, homie? Like, talk to me about that. How was that experience for you? Was it therapeutic for you?
Do you want my honest opinion on the tell all?
For sure.
As far as the Michelle aspect of things, yeah, I feel like we got closure. I very much explained to her that thanks to the whole journey, the conversations that I had with her, the experience and how I grew from it, I was able to meet somebody. And, you know, thanks to it, I'm with her. I'm very happy. I do indeed feel like she is my soulmate. I've never met anybody like her. And the connection that we have is crazy. Thank you. But as far as like the guys go, no, I saw a lot of guys turn on me when I didn't think they would. You know, some people that were friends that, you know, you feel comfortable with and you're just like, man, these are my boys. These are people that went through an experience with me that nobody else can understand. And then, you know, you're sitting there and they're saying things that they've never said to you before. They never, you know, expressed themselves before. And all of a sudden it's in front for everybody to see. And it's like, hey, listen, if you have a problem with me, talk to me. You know, and one of the biggest
fully on that.
And who are these guys? Like, can you give some names?
No, like I said, I'm not here to put anybody down. If they're listening, they know exactly who they are and they know very much how I feel about them and that I don't really like, it's like my ethics, my morals do not align with theirs. And I lost respect for them. When I lose respect for somebody, I cut them out. I don't need them in my life. I wish the best for all of them. If they want to go to Bachelor in Paradise, whatever it is that they want to do with their lives, I hope that they achieve it and I hope that they're happy. I just no longer want to be part of their lives. I don't want them to be part of my lives. And I don't want to tell them anything because if I can tell somebody something and they're just going to go around and try to spread rumors, it's not for me. But another thing, one of the biggest things that really got to me, and I think it's, I think I have a certain look, right? I have a certain look. I have a haircut. I have earrings. And
I mean, the boy band memes were rampant,
which is fun, right? Yeah. And I love those. You know, I thought those were funny at the beginning. But because of that, a lot of people assume things about me, right?
True.
Now, I can tell you that when I was in ninth grade, I was 5 feet tall and I was 96 pounds. I was always a very little kid. You know, even like in 10th grade, I was 5'4". And yes, I played basketball in high school, you know, but I had never in my life ever thought about bullying anybody. That's just not my personality. I'm the complete opposite. I always try to, you know, bring people up. And this guy I am going to name out because it was completely disrespectful. It was out of line. It was Pardeep from the show. Right. After the tell all, I actually removed myself from the group chat that we have with the guys. I removed myself completely. I just didn't want to be in that atmosphere. And he tweeted out something about me being sexist or the ultimate machismo or whatever the case is. And, you know, some of the guys in the group chat had my back. They were like, hey, listen, you know, why are you talking about him after the fact? You could have talked about it at the mental. Oh, you could have talked about it with him in person. But every time you speak to him in the group chat, you're being super nice to him. But then he exits out of the group chat and you post a tweet, because putting his name on your tweet is going to get you more retweets and it's going to get you more clout, right? Mm-hmm. And his response was, you don't understand my upbringing. I know guys like him. He doesn't know guys like me. He's never had a conversation with me. He doesn't know my past. He doesn't know how I treat people. All he knows is what he saw on the show.
I mean, right?
So for him to say, I know people like him, because in his mind, he was probably bullied when he was younger. And he's like, they looked like him when they bullied me. So he thinks that automatically I probably bullied people like him when I was younger, whatever the case is. And he tweeted that out. But hey, listen, if you have a problem with me, talk to me. You don't have to tweet it out so that the whole nation could agree with you and have a laugh.
One of the notes I wrote about you, Martin, was that I personally, and I may get shit for this, I really don't care. I personally feel that what I got from your energy was that, you know, when you have your woman, like you have now, I honestly think that you're going to treat her like a queen. I genuinely do. Because I find that you are, in a way, like Thomas, he's a contestant from a previous season. You do rub shoulders the wrong way. You do. It is
what
it is, right?
That's
you
okay.
do. And but I think a part of that is, I think some women, like I said earlier about you, is that a woman's going to love that, because she's going to be like, yo, this dude's going to ride for me to the brakes fall off. I really do Absolutely. Get that from you. So I genuinely get that from you. And then about what you guys said about the mental health aspect, do you feel, and I want to know your thoughts on this, that sometimes people, men from your season, let's talk about it, you know, they say things because it's like in the moment and it's kind of cool to like almost jump on somebody.
Which is fine.
Like gang
which
up, is, yeah.
I get it. That definitely happens a lot in the house, and it happened again at the tell all. But hey, listen, you can have a backbone, right? You can have your own, your own thoughts about somebody, your own, you know, you don't have to lead. I'm not lead. You don't have to follow everybody. Sorry, I just like got completely like, but yeah, you don't have to follow what everybody's doing just because everybody's doing it, right? If everybody's jumping off a bridge, you're not going to jump off of a bridge because everybody's doing it, right? You can have your own brain, right? You can make your own decisions. Thoughts. Your own thoughts, yeah. Like it's that's what bothered me.
Do you think anything had to do, you know, any backlash that you got, you know, had to do with maybe being from Miami? Because I know when I was on the season, you know, Miami guys do get a reputation, right? Like when I came on the show, you know, me and Rachel hit it off, but all of a sudden I was too smooth. I was a player. I was there for the wrong reasons. A douchebag, like fuck boy, you know, you name it. Like I feel like Miami has that bad reputation when it comes to men. Yeah. You know, how do you feel about that? And then also I want you to clear up the whole situation about you having a girlfriend on the show, because a lot of guys came at you because of that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of
course. So, you know, first part being from Miami and also the girlfriend talk.
All right, so somebody from the show, we had a very good relationship on the show. We have a good relationship outside the show, hung out a few times. I actually hung out with his girlfriend too. And, you know, rumors start spreading that I had a girlfriend before. I dated before, just like everybody else that was on that stage.
How close up to the show though?
No, just like I dated around. I didn't have a girlfriend. Like I dated, you know, did things. But
like
there was one girl.
The show?
No, like maybe like a month before the show.
Okay.
And there was this one girl in particular who I hung out with a few times, and she is my girlfriend.
She's your current girlfriend, to be clear.
But before the show, we were never intimate. We were just like pretty much friends hanging out. We liked each other's vibe. She actually was the one that taught me how to backflip.
Backflip.
And then I did the backflip on the intro for the intro when I met her.
I love that.
So she actually taught me how to backflip. We're really good friends. And then you go on a show, right? Or then you go somewhere. You leave for a month. You don't have your phone. You're able to miss somebody, right? During that time, I'm having a relationship with Michelle, right? I'm trying to get to know her. And as time goes on, I see that we're not as compatible as I thought that we could be. Or, you know, just in general, there's 30 guys, right? You're going after the same girl. The chances that you're going to end up with her are not the highest. Which doesn't mean those weren't my intentions when I was in the house, right? And when I came back, because I obviously did not end up with Michelle, I realized that we weren't compatible. I learned a lot of things throughout the show from getting to know her, from my experiences, from miscommunication, whatever, everything that happened. And then, you know, all of a sudden I come back, I meet up with this girl. And
so wait, did she know you were going on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she know, and she was like, what did she say about it?
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we were like never intimate before. We weren't like boyfriend and girlfriend.
So she couldn't tell you anything, basically. It's like, that's your decision. Go ahead. And then when you came back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like I can't, I'm not going to stop my life because I randomly meet somebody after I know that I'm going on the show. You know, I'm not. And that's why I didn't take it to an intimate level with her at the moment.
Mark, based on what I'm hearing from what you're saying, that's all we can go off of, right? And I'm going to take your word at face value, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with somebody knowing a human being,
yeah,
not being intimate, not planning anything, because that's where the shit get wrong. That's where we go wrong, right? Esquerda. I'm trying to learn Spanish, right? But not planning anything. If you don't plan anything, then, hey, we kick it. We're not kissing. We're not hugging. We're not being, you know, physically intimate in no kind of way. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm gonna help you right quick, girl. Cause you,
please, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm understanding your personality. I'm trying to help you right quick. Yeah. You said some people are gonna come at you for it. You said you can miss somebody. And people are gonna take that as you're trying to date Michelle, but you're missing somebody else, right? I think the way that was you're trying to convey, tell me if I'm wrong, because I'm genuinely trying
to go ahead.
Right
yeah.
The way I took that, was you realized that this person is someone that you do like. And then that's how I feel like you were
right.
To say
you're saying that if I say that I miss somebody,
yeah, I'm trying to help you.
They're gonna say that you should have given the chance to somebody else.
Correct.
While you were missing that person.
Right. No. So I was right. Like I said, I had a friend pretty much because that's what it was at the moment. You know, we hung out a few times, and then yes, I go on the show. I pursue Michelle. It doesn't work out. I learn a lot from it. I come back, and that's when the relationship really started. You know, and it's really funny because when the guys mentioned it at the tell all, they were like, it's only been 2-3 months. First of all, isn't that the premise of this entire show? Right?
And the boy's right. He's right.
You got a point.
It's been 3 months since I've been back, actually longer than 3 months. Not only that, I'm not engaged.
Yo, that was the biggest point you could possibly make. How do you feel about Clayton as a bachelor?
I honestly think at the beginning I was, because honestly, I was living out my experience in the show.
Correct.
And I was like, I haven't seen anything between them. And I was like, I'm not understanding how he's still here, right? You also don't see the interactions that the guys have with her. So like, you don't really know. But, you know, at the beginning, he was very, like, kept to himself. He was very, I don't want to say insecure, but he was just, like, always, like, second-guessing himself. He was like, well, what if I didn't say the right thing? And I was like, Clayton, have you ever, like, been not liked by a girl? You know, you just move on. You go to the next person. But he also has, like, a very competitive nature. And he was just, like, always wanted to prove himself, right? And, you know, as the show goes on and, you know, you see that he has like a little bit of a better relationship with him, you see his personality come out. Right. And we were in Minnesota at the moment and I called him Thanos. Yeah. He was getting too powerful. And Rodney goes, Klaynos. Right. So we started calling him Klaynos. And every time he got a rose, it was like another infinity rose. Right. Because it was inevitable. You know, it was nice to see his personality flourish. Yeah. It was nice to see his personality flourish throughout the whole journey. And I'm glad that he got it. You know, looking back at the promo, it looks exciting. I kind of want to watch it. I've never watched Bachelor.
Him coming out with, he basically said that he was intimate with both women in the fantasy suites on camera.
On camera.
And also said on camera, I'm in love with 3 women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a great teaser. I ain't going to lie. I'm definitely going to watch that.
There's a lot of crying, a lot of throwing things, and kind of like Peter. But
So, Martin, where do you stand with the rest of the guys? I mean, obviously, you're no longer talking with Pardeep, but like, where do you stand with the rest of the guys? And do you have any regrets about being on the show?
I don't have any regrets on being on the show because that's stupid. You can't regret something that you've done because, you know, I think at the end of the day, it was an experience that taught me that I have a very good support system, that, you know, my family loves me very much. You know, it showed me that my girlfriend's, you know, it further confirmed that she's the right person, because she's been there throughout this whole mess, right? All the hate that I got, she saw me, you know, it did affect me more than I'd like to admit. And she was there for me, right? So I did realize that, you know, everybody in my corner understood. And even if they didn't completely agree with some of the things that I said, because it's okay to not agree with somebody, they weren't there to put me down. They were there to, you know, lift me up and assure me that things are going to get better. So that's definitely the biggest takeaway that I got from the show. You know, I'm still, you know, very close to a lot of the guys in the house. I just lost respect for some of them just because it seemed like they had no backbone and they're just like, you know, following up what all the other guys are doing and saying. It was a good experience at the end of the day. It's just, it was a shitty moment, right? When you're vilified and, you know, it seems like the entire world is against you, but that's because it's your current reality, right? You're on social media and you follow all these pages and that's all you see, right?
I want to ask you about that. I'm sorry, finish.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Well, how long have your girl been dating?
2 months.
2 months, congrats on that. Do you feel, since this is the social media aspect you had just alluded to, what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
What is your take on being in a relationship in this newfound spotlight? How do you do it on social media?
I have no idea.
He's like, I'm living it right now.
Look, honestly, you know, today I actually posted a story with her. You can't see her face. You can't see anything. And I'm sure that, honestly, I didn't get that much hate for it. You know, a lot of people are just like, you know, I'm happy that you found love. Congrats, whatever. I feel like the hate did dwindle down a lot, especially after the mental all, when people saw that I actually owned up to my mistakes, because like I said, I'm human and everybody makes mistakes. But as far as like what it's like, I haven't lived it yet. So we're going to find out. I just hope that people don't go to her and throw shade her way or hate her way just because she doesn't deserve it, right? Because she's with me. Okay. And at the end of the day, people are just going to hate on her because they think that I'm a bad person, not because she did anything wrong.
Correct.
No, and they will, man. I will tell you that for sure. They will. And, you know, you just got to keep the open communication with her and, you know what I'm saying? And just love each other.
Yeah, and she understands it, right?
Yeah.
Just, you know, as if you love somebody, right, you don't want to put them through that.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, you also have to live your life. And, you know, people are going to talk regardless. So if they're going to talk, give them something to talk about. And
very true. Whatever. Marta, well, I love asking, love having you on today. You've been so honest, transparent yourself.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate that.
Apologies for that, definitely.
I appreciate it.
Just the homies talking it out.
Yeah.
Let's say we bring you on back next December.
Yeah.
What we doing, homie? What we doing? First off, I'm going to definitely get a workout in with you when I come to Miami. But when you come back on, what will you be happy that you've accomplished in that year?
All right, cool. So I obviously do personal training, right, where I train people one-on-one, you know, or groups of two or three people. That is kind of like my bread and butter and what I've been doing for 10 years now. Wow. I started off with like athletes, like NFL players, NBA athletes. Then I went on to kind of like physical therapy. And then I kind of stayed in like the whole actual personal training aspect of things. And, I'm doing events. I've done many events before, you know, and I do want to grow that a little bit more, just kind of become more of like a presence in the Miami area. And if I could even take that to the national level and kind of like travel and do bigger events, I would love to do that. You guys know DJ from season 16?
Yeah.
Cool. Did you guys DJ. See what he did?
Yeah.
Did you guys, yeah. Yeah. Did you guys see what he did the other day? Yeah. That was amazing.
Stupid, crazy, awesome.
Just watching that motivated the shit out of me. And you know, I do have a fitness app that I'm constantly just, you know, trying to get better, obviously getting feedback.
What's the name? And shout it out.
It's Gelbspan. It's my last name. Gelbspan Method.
Okay. Spell it for the people right quick.
It's G E L. B as in boy, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, A N as in Nancy, and the word method.
There we go.
So like I said, the personal training events, the app, you know, everything that has to do with like social media, YouTube, stuff like that. And I'm actually in the process of trademarking because it takes a while. I don't know if you guys ever tried to trademark something.
Yeah.
But it takes forever. It'll take like over a year.
Yeah.
But I'm trademarking something to have like a fitness apparel.
Nice.
Nice.
Congrats.
You guys want to know the name?
Yeah,
sure. Shout it out.
It's Fitness Daddy.
Fitness Daddy. Okay. I like it. Now, who are you catering to? The dad bods? You want to get them into shape? What are we talking about?
Whoever's drawn by the name.
Hey, whoever is getting called daddy.
Whoever wants to be a daddy.
We all want to be daddy, right?
I like that, man. Well, thanks. I definitely appreciate you. I know we both appreciate having you on. It's and speaking your truth, man. Can't wait.
No, I appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
I appreciate you guys having me here and obviously giving me the ability to express myself a little bit better and just, you know, talk to the nation and show them that, you know, I'm not the asshole that that they saw on TV.
There we go. You just you know, the guy with the good hair.
That's it. The high maintenance guy with the good hair.
There you go. All right, definitely, man. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, thank you guys. On. Have a good night.
Brian Martin was definitely transparent and spoke his mind, which I love someone that's just gonna keep it real. Yeah. I really do, and speak from their heart and how they feel. I can 100% see, even talking to him, that the things that he says, it's like his heart is in the right place, but the words just don't come out right all the time. So I wanted to make sure we helped him out. What was your thoughts?
No, but I think that, like, he, you saw the growth, you saw the progress. I mean, he even said, he's like, you know what? Like, he realized what he did wrong. He realizes you know what? Maybe I should have taken a step back, you know, and analyze my words a little bit more, thought about what I was actually saying, you know, and who I was saying it to. You know, I think he had a little bit of trouble, you know, maybe reading the room, you know, talking about high maintenance Miami with Michelle, you know what I'm saying? Who's like the total antithesis of that. It's like, you know, I thought he could have thought of something better to talk about, but hey, that's what he talked about. You know, he owned up to it. He apologized. She accepted it. And, you know, it seems like he's happy now. So, you know, that's all we could ask for. You know, wish people the best and love and success in the future. So, definitely, you know, so. I'm happy we had him on, man. I genuinely am
as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I genuinely happy that we had him on. I think that just like in the hot take for Martin, I would say it's not always about being right. Sometimes just about ensuring your person hears you and understands you, where you're coming from.
Yep. And it's not an insecurity, it's not a weakness. As you saw on the show, as you saw on the Mentel All, you know, all these guys stepped up and apologized. So, you know, I love that for Martin and the rest of the guys as well.
Is this messed up if I say, because I'm gonna tell Klanos this when I see him, Klanos. Martin was hilarious. He said, why is this guy even still here? And I was thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, that's probably what Bachelor Nation was thinking.
Well, what do you mean? That is what Bachelor Nation was saying. Every meme was like, you know, us waiting for, you know, to find out why the hell Clayne's the Bachelor. But I mean, that teaser, I don't know, that teaser made me want to watch. I ain't going to lie.
No, the teaser was definitely great. 100% great.
Yeah, I think he'll do great. But anyway, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. We absolutely love you. And thank you all for your support. And by the way, guys, we're casting for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So make sure to head to bachelornation.com/apply. That's bachelornation.com/apply.
And like what we always talk about, like what Martin talked about today, please continue to write into us. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know your opinions, your stories, and your insight. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow. Message us on social at Talking It Out B, as in Bachelor, N as in Nation on IG. Bachelor Nation on TikTok and Facebook. And of course, Bachelor Nation on Twitter. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and listen to us on the Odyssey app or reach your podcast. And babe, you already know the deal. Don't DM me no more until you hit that subscribe. Love y'all.